Wisconsin. It is 49 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Barring a last-minute plea deal, jury selection to begin today in Hunter Biden's tax trial.
In a case brought by special counsel David Weiss, Hunter Biden faces 9 tax-related counts after he was convicted on gun charges in Delaware in June. He's accused here of spending millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle without paying $1.4 million in taxes while he was in the throes of a cocaine addiction. Biden has pleaded not guilty, saying he did pay all of the taxes after he became sober in 2019.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles accusing Russia of having its thumb on the scale in the U.S. presidential election. The Justice Department seized 32 bogus websites accused of spreading disinformation to sow division in the U.S. in a bid to get former President Trump reelected. A federal judge in Washington sentenced former police sergeant Thomas Robertson to 6 years in prison for joining the mob that attacked the Capitol in 2021. This is ABC News. Federal charges against the Los Angeles County deputy who slammed a suspected shoplifter to the ground last year.
At the time, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna removed the deputy from duty and said,
"It's disturbing."
Now that deputy, Trevor Kirk, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for excessive force. Kirk was seen throwing the woman who matched a suspect description to the pavement without giving any commands, holding her down and pepper spraying her. Prosecutors allege Deputy Kirk, who if convicted could get 10 years in federal prison, deprived the woman of her rights and then wrote a misleading police report after the incident. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
An even nastier turn in the contentious U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin. A Republican group backing challenger Eric Hovde out with an ad linking Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin to the killings of 6 people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin in 2021. The mayor condemned the ad, calling it a pitiful political tool. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80, sunshine at times, warm with a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon. Southwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, a low of 52. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and rather chilly, a low of 40. And Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and still fall-like, a Saturday high of 65. Sunday, sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 75. At the WRCO studios, we start out following a midnight mark of 55. It is 49 degrees. Today is Thursday, September 5th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Where is the key? Faith.
Remembering the Neelons today and a medley of great hymns. As we start the day in a positive way, before that, Jennifer Nettles did the honors for our national anthem. And we are ready to go today, friends. Here we are. Phil Nee with you down the old trail from Sextonville. And this morning, it's already starting out to be a better morning than yesterday. Yesterday, I decided to buy a cup of coffee early on and proceeded to drop it when I got out of the car. Here at the studios, fumble and mumble and oh, man. Luckily, I didn't get it on my good school pants, but this morning, I haven't fumbled and mumbled too much, so we're getting ready. We're ready for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. Good luck to you. Here are the Bellamy Brothers on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Like they were on fire, flames changing our love to desire. They, my heart is screaming to say, girl, we got to go. Hey.
School's back in session, and so is screen time. Remind your kids to stay safe online, be smart, be safe. Also encourage them not to talk to strangers and always walk with a buddy. Stay alert, stay safe. This message has been brought to you by the Riverdale School District, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I love just you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn.
Thundercloud and the Chieftones, and Pledging My Love on WRCO. Like the Milk House Show, 49 degrees, and the time is 5:15. A community blood drive with Impact Life is going on today from 10 until 3 at the City of Reedsburg Ambulance in the training area. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are welcome as space allows. To schedule your appointment, call 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org or via the Impact Life mobile app. A farmer's market will be held this afternoon in Lone Rock. That continues from 4 until 8 at the Center Park on Highway 130, just across from the Lone Rock Community Building. Those reminders today. Well, it wasn't such a good ending for the Brewers again last night. Details in about 5. Time to catch a train now. Here's Roger Miller.
Engine number 9. Coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried. I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest. And I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine number 9. Coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore. 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me.
finer romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her.
Roger Miller on the Mel Cow Show. It is 18 minutes after 5.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric tools and accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesse Tank Power Sports.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Lucan Baker singled home the go-ahead run with two outs in the 10th inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals a 3-2 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers last night. The Cardinals won 2 of 3 from the National League Central leading Brewers with extra inning victories each of the last two nights. St. Louis won 7-4 in 12 innings on Tuesday. Eric Haas had a leadoff home run to tie it in the 8th, but again, the Brewers losing the series to the Cardinals. Elsewhere yesterday, Miami 4-3 over Washington. The Cubs beat Pittsburgh 12-0. Atlanta 5, Colorado 2. Arizona 6-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Tampa Bay 9, Minnesota 4. The White Sox 8-1 over Baltimore. Kansas City 4, Cleveland 1. Texas 10, and the Yankees 6. Seattle 16, Oakland 3. Interleague play, Philadelphia 4-2 over Toronto, Cincinnati 12, Houston 5, the Mets 8-3 over Boston, Angels 10, Dodgers 1, San Diego 6-5 over Detroit. And from the WNBA, Indiana was winner against Los Angeles 93-86. The NFL season kicks off tonight. Baltimore plays at Kansas City. That is a 7:20 kickoff time this evening. And that's sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
All right, kids, it's time to really, really set the stakes high today as we get ready for the aerobic polka. Are you ready? All right, here we are. Wow, that was a snappy one on WRCO. That was the Barbara Polka from the Deutschmeisters here on the Milk Cow Show. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets, and we're holding steady at a cool overnight low of 49 degrees.
Johnny Cash. So at 22, I left my home. To Nashville I did go, to try to land me a little job. Had to earn myself some dough. I was working in a diner, in a hairnet serving hash. And on my little apron was embroidered Johnny Cash. Could have had my pick of men if I'd been named Lucille. But when they saw my uniform, they just laughed and ate their meal. So I just drink my coffee black in back behind the trash and curse that lousy drunkard who had named me Johnny Cash. Streets in Nashville, I was feeling low and lost. Thought I'd go and change my name, no matter what it cost. I stood in line behind a man who turned and in a flash, he said, "My name is Sue," and I said, "Great, I'm Johnny Cash." married with a little boy and girl. The boy was christened Jessica, and the girl was christened Earl. And when my Sue comes home from work, it's up the stairs we dash. 'Cause I love to hear my little Susie say, I love you, Johnny Cash.
Beverly Brothers, and All I Have to Do is Dream. Sunshine early today, warm with a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon. A high of 80 today. Southwest winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Any showers ending early tonight, then partly cloudy, a low of 52. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler Friday with a high of 65. In Richland Center, this morning's high was 55. And right now we're at 49 degrees, the overnight low at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
President Biden and Ag Secretary Vilsack are in Wisconsin today. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. Electric cooperatives in 23 states are getting more than $7.3 billion in clean energy grants. President Biden and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack are announcing the details at one of Dairyland Power Cooperative's project sites near Westby today. Vilsack says Dairyland is receiving $573 million with $471 million in grants and $102 million in loans to finance 8 power purchase agreements.
4 solar installations, 4 wind power installations across their service territory in Wisconsin. This is an opportunity over the next 10 years to lower the costs of electricity for the customers of the Dairyland Cooperative by nearly 42%.
Vilsack says the Empowering Rural America program, funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, is just part of a $2 billion project, which includes Dairyland Power entering a community benefit plan.
These benefit plans are designed to provide direct assistance and help to farmers who will benefit from this clean energy, as well as connecting to employment opportunities. You'll see the opportunity for apprenticeships and training programs in order to build the workforce of the future.
Vilsack says the program will provide more than 10 gigawatts of clean energy to cooperatives and is the largest federal investment in rural electrification since President Roosevelt's New Deal of the 1930s. An ag meteorologist says the mixed weather forecast is favorable for crop maturity and harvest progress across the Corn Belt.
At least through the middle of this month and possibly into the latter part of the month as well.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says temperatures will get cooler heading into the weekend.
We do expect the high temperatures to slip into the 60s and 70s for a 2 or 3 day period as this impressive cool air mass slips down into the central parts of the Midwest. But it doesn't last long, and we should be seeing ridge building again across the plains.
And he says warmer temperatures will work their way through the central Corn Belt in the middle of next week. Lerner says there aren't any big rain events expected in the next 2 weeks. A marketing broker says low commodity prices have many farmers holding off on new crop sales. Lindsay Such with Allendale tells Brownfield only 20% of their clients' new crop sales are done.
Advice to farmers would be, since this crop really isn't going to be shrinking all that much, any sort of rally we get at this point is probably time to start working on those new crop sales.
Such says many farmers have been working on their old crop hedges over the past couple of weeks, but new crop sales are lagging and could use a rally. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor. A true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business, while cash hogs had an impressive run. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids and asking prices were never established. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime later today or tomorrow. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $3 higher. Steer and heifer calves under 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a light supply. There were several potloads of yearling heifers in the offering. Medium and large one feeder steers, 605 to 638 pounds, brought $260 to $285. Feeder steers, 872 to 887 pounds, brought $227 to $233. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 654 to 695 pounds, brought $234 to $238. And feeder heifer, 704 to 737 pounds, brought $229.50 to $239.75. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice up 93 cents at $3.1160. Select closed 72 cents lower at $2.99.39. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed modestly lower with a huge negotiated run. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot, providing some price support. There are concerns, though, surrounding domestic demand. Hog weights dropped back this week, but are still 5 pounds above year-ago levels, and the industry continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 23 cents with a weighted average of $78.67. The Iowa Minnesota closed at $1.25 lower with a weighted average of 77.76, and the Western Corn Belt down 34 cents with a weighted average of 78.66. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 353 at 96.29, and estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head. That's up 12,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed, watching direct business, and feeders were lower on the higher move in corn. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed as domestic demand uncertainty lingers. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 210 Talk Culture Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $175 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Vehicles, guns, ammunition, reloading equipment, sporting goods, and much more. Online only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timstockculturerealty.com. This is Chase Hester. I have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were mostly steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, keeping an eye on early yield results. November beans were 9.5 higher at 1021.5. January was up 9.75 at 1039.25. December corn was 3.5 higher at 412.75. March was up 3.75 at 431. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were lower ahead of this week's direct business. October live was down 5 at 179.22. December was up 5 at 178.90. October feeders were $1.87 lower at 237.45. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and keeping an eye on demand, with October lean down 95 at 81.57 and December $1.10 lower at 72.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Profiling Protect the Harvest, a defender of the rights of farmers and ranchers, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Protect the Harvest is an organization dedicated to preserving and defending the rights of farmers and ranchers to have and use animals and natural resources. It was founded in 2011, and Tom Siemens is the executive director.
We do try to focus ourselves on the things that represent a free and fed America. So property rights, land rights, animal usage, the farmers, ranchers, wildlife enthusiasts, hunters. We even get into Western lifestyle. You know, there's a rodeo ban going on now out of LA that we've been involved with that has a lot of consternation about, again, it's virtue signaling. They think they're doing the right thing, but there's so many unforeseen consequences with things like that.
Protect the Harvest steps up to challenge the actions of animal rights groups and related organizations, and says Siemens, even some instances when government overreach may be a factor.
I take my hat off to every organization out there trying to do what we're trying to do, because we're few and far between. There's not many of us. But a lot of our funding comes in from grassroots, and then every once in a while we will see some folks that say, you are really important to our industry, we can't lose you, and there may be a larger contribution.
Siemens was featured in a recent episode of the Ag Queen podcast. You can learn more on that and about Protect the Harvest at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday is Customer Appreciation Day with accommodation sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and Beef New Crop Calf Yearling Sale. For more info on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Dairy margins are encouraging entering September. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market analyst says dairy producer margins have been improving.
From a margin perspective, it's hopefully shaping up to be a few good months here for dairy producers.
Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield Class 3 milk prices have improved this summer while feed costs have gone down.
The milk checks over the next few months should look good. And add on top of that, as producers are buying feed for the fall, corn has been down below $4 for the December contract. Soybean meal prices have been down $310 per ton.
Burgess says she's closely watching overall milk production, which fell 4% year over year, as changes in the dairy farm management strategies are having an impact.
Any dairy producers out there, if you've tried to buy heifers lately or sold them, you know those heifer prices are near all-time highs as well. There just aren't that many dairy heifers available because so many folks have shifted to breeding a portion of their herd to beef animals to get those high returns from those beef dairy cross calves.
Burgess says with more beef dairy cross animals, fewer replacement heifers, and regional H5N1 concerns, she's watching the milk supplies very closely. Chili will no longer be an obstacle for marketing some U.S. foods that use common product names. The Chilean National Congress just passed a law that safeguards the use of common food names for U.S.-made products that were allowed before the EU-Chile trade agreement. Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down half a cent to 56.5 with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.5 cents to 223, one sale there. Cheese barrels down a penny to 225 with one sale. Butter down a half a cent at 314.75, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk up 1.25 cents to 135.5, two sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
5:45 the time, a high of 80 expected later today, warm conditions. There's a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for this afternoon. Any showers ending early tonight and a low of 52. Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. A chilly low down to 40 Friday night. Saturday, 65 and Sunday, 75 degrees. Here in Richland Center,
Following the midnight reading of 55, we were down at 49 briefly. Right now it is 50 degrees. Good morning on a Thursday, September 5th. Here is Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it bright. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. More wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Now listen, girls. Some of y'all been coming around and asking me questions on about how to keep your man. Right now I'm gonna tell you, honey, everything. When he comes home tonight, now honey, you get him and take him in your arms and hold him tight and kiss him like you never thought you'd kiss him. If you wanna hold on to your man tonight. Now you think that he's found another woman and you wanna hold his hand by the fireside, but that don't get you. Of my
Diana Trask on WRCL, Light in the Milk House Memory Today. Some good stuff coming your way on the old Light in the Milk House show. Thanks for joining us this morning as we prepare for the day in southwest Wisconsin. Tony Schumacher's weather is next.
See, he's lying, and he'll only hurt you again. I can't stand to see you cry. I love you, and I know he says the things a woman likes to hear. But when you really need his love, it won't be there. My love is real, not a game of pretend. I'll stand.
It's Thursday, September 5th, getting ready for the opening of the Richland County Fair, and we'll get that fair weekend forecast coming up. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, conditions are nice and quiet so far today, but that'll be changing. There is a long cold front stretching from southern Canada down through eastern Minnesota all the way down to Kansas. That'll be sliding our way and bring us a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms by early to mid-afternoon. Doesn't look like anything too heavy. Rain amounts should be fairly small, like a few tenths of an inch or less. Those will move away tonight, and we're left with much cooler air pouring down from northern Canada, with gusty north winds for tomorrow into Saturday. So definitely have the fall coats handy. It'll feel a little bit chilly out there. There could even be some scattered frost Friday night into Saturday morning over the northern half of our state. We should see a quick warm-up, though, later Sunday and Monday as warmer air pours in from the west. In fact, temperatures could be almost 10 degrees above normal for the middle of next week. The forecast for today, sunny skies early, then increasing clouds on the warm side with a 40% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm by early afternoon, high near 80, southwest wind close to 10, becoming northwest late. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low at 52. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and cooler with a high of 65 degrees, north wind around 15. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and quite chilly, low at 40. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, still fall-like with highs in the mid-60s. As we head into Sunday, sunny, breezy, and mild, low 44, high 75. Monday, sunny and warm, low 53 with a high near 80. Tuesday, partly sunny and balmy, just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, high 84. And by Wednesday, mixed skies and more humid, chance of a spotty thunderstorm in the morning, high 85 degrees. You have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.